Today's Tanya, the second day of Tammuz, Beis Tammuz, is in Perek Yud, chapter 10 of Shari Yuchad Ve'emunah. It's on page 174. The number at the bottom of the page is 332, and we are six lines from the bottom. The Alter Rebbe is saying, quoting from the Pasach Eliyahu, from the Zohar, that God brought out, revealed 10 tikkunim, which are called sviris, and with these sviris, God conducts both the hidden world and the revealed world, and in these sviris, he is concealed. Now, the line beginning is galion. Derech moshul, for example, the use and the expression of these attributes, says that b'yem rishay mesheshes yimei bereshis, that on the first day of the 6 days of creation, niglis midas achesed, there was the revelation of the midah of chesed. God revealed the attribute of chesed, of kindness, klula mikol mideis of hakdeshes, which incorporated in itself, it contained within itself all the other divine attributes, holy attributes. God's will, his chachma, his bin, and his das, miluboshin bo, are clothed within this midah of chesed. Ubora bo esha'ei, and with the attribute of chesed, God created the light. But maime yihi eir, when he expressed the chesed in the words yihi eir, let there be light, shehi b'chinas hispashtus v'hamshochas ha'eir, le'elam, milamaylo, which is the way in which this light of chesed is drawn down from above into the world, the hispashtuse be'elam, miseifa elam ad seife, and it spread in the world from one end to the other. Shehi bechinas midas chesed. This abundance, this endlessness where the light spread from above downward, and when it reaches this world, from one end of the world to another, these are attributes of chesed. Coming down from above, flowing downwards, is an attribute of chesed. And also, this endlessness, where the light was illuminated from one end of the world to the other, as it says that Adam HaRishon was able to see by that light that was created on the first day, he was able to see from one end of the world to the other. So this is all attributes of kindness. Rak mitnei sheklula gam mimidas gvura, but because there is an element of gvura in the chesed, is an element of severity, restraint in the kindness. Lochein leho yaruchni ka'eshel maila mamosh. Therefore, this light, as abundant and as endless as it was for our world, was not as spiritual as the light is above in the spiritual world. And therefore, it was measured, even its endlessness is measured by the world. How infinite was the light from one end of the world to another? The gam slabish be'elam hazeh shehu bebechinas gvul v'tachlis. It was not as spiritual. It is not as ruchnistic as the light above, and also it is clothed within the limitations of the world. And as big as the world is, it is finite. Shehu mahalech tof kof shana meharet l'rakiyam mizrach l'mayriv. The Gemara gives the dimensions of the universe and demonstrates how the physical universe is finite. Chayim b'yem sheni, the same as also on the second day of creation. Niglis midas gvura, on the second day of creation, God's attribute of gvura was revealed. Klula mishar mideis, again, containing all the other attributes, uritzeine, etc., his will, his chachma. Ubora bo harakiya b'mayme yihirakiya, and with the attribute of severity, he created the firmament, the heaven, with the statement, let there be a heaven, a firmament, b'tei hamayim, within the water, v'himavdu b'mayim l'mayim, so that there be a separation between higher water and lower water. Shehi bechinas tzimtzum ugvuris. And that is the property, the characteristic of gvura, of severity, that it restricts and separates. To remove the higher waters, the spiritual waters, from the lower waters, this is an attribute, an expression of severity. And through this, by separating them from the higher waters, the lower waters became even lower, even coarser. So in order to create a physical world, a coarse world, God had to separate the more refined parts from the less refined parts. But midas chesed klula bo, but in this severity there is an element of kindness, ki eilam chesed yibone, because the very fact that it was a creative move, a creative process, the severity and creativeness comes from chesed. As it says, eilam chesed yibone. The world is created through chesed. So chesed is the creative energy, and even the severity, when it is creative, is expressing an element of kindness, of chesed. Shehakel kedei shetirah hayabosho, because this severity was for the purpose of revealing the dry land, separating the waters, so that the dry land can exist, so that the earth could float to the surface and be dry land, v'odom oleh olavid Hashem, so that there would be man on earth to serve God. So although it is an act of severity, but its ultimate intention is kindness. Creative. In order to support creation, not to eliminate it. Chein kulon, and so it was with all 6 days of creation. Only what the Rebbe is saying is that it wasn't only 6 days. Six corresponding to the six middays, beginning with chesed, but that in those middays there was also the presence of the chachma, bin, adas, and even the ratzon. This is what Eliyahu said in the Tikkunim, in the Zohar, v'achzo eches naig alma b'tzedek u'mishpot, that the purpose of the use of these attributes to create the world is to show, to demonstrate the justice and the righteousness of the way God conducts the world. Tzedek ihud din, mishpat ihud rachamei. What are these two expressions? Tzedek and mishpat. Tzedek means judgment. Mishpat means compassion. So to reveal God's judgment and compassion, the world was created in this manner. All of it was for the purpose of showing or demonstrating how the world is conducted. That doesn't mean to say that God has a knowable tzedek, which would mean the ihudin, that God's judgment is knowable, the lay mishpat yidiyo, and it doesn't mean to say that God has a knowable compassion, the yurachamei. This mishpat means compassion, not that God has a noble compassion, the lav mikol inay mides klal, and God is not of any of these attributes. So on the one hand, God uses these attributes with which to create the world and reveal the attributes of justice and compassion and so on, but not that God is justice or compassion. And his relationship to these middays is not known. It's not yediyah. It's not a known tzedek or a known mishpat. Rather, it is unknown, as he said earlier. And the relationship between these middays and God is ultimately a matter of faith, that we accept that they are one, that God and his middays are one, and they appear to be in individual and recognizable attributes only to the created being, because its purpose is only to show the created being these attributes or these qualities of justice and kindness, compassion, and so on. In the Hayyim Yom for the second day of Tammuz, Beis Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that the Alter Rebbe writes in his Siddur that it is proper to say before davening, I hereby take upon myself to fulfill the mitzvah of loving a fellow Jew as yourself, as myself. This means that the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael is the entry gate through which one passes in order to stand before God and to daven. It is by merit of this Avas Yisrael that the person's prayers are accepted.